Unforgiveness may lie behind many of the problems in lives that we deal with. According to one minister, at the time of his ordination, he believed that about half of all problems were due, at least in part, to unforgiveness. 10 years later, he estimated that at least 3/4 of all health, marital, family, and financial problems stem from unforgiveness. After more than 20 years in ministry, he concluded that more than 90% of these problems are rooted in issues related to unforgiveness. A part of the journey to healing, the topic most people try to avoid or don't like to talk about, is forgiveness. Our most common response is, do I have to forgive? Do I have to? Well, the counter question would be, do you want to heal? So what is forgiveness? Why should we forgive? When should we forgive? And most importantly, how do we do it? Dealing with broken relationships, we want to stop hurting, but we often resist the most effective treatment for our pain, which is forgiveness. Maybe it's because we do not understand, not always understand, what forgiveness is or what it is not. Forgiveness is not saying that the offense committed against us was okay. In fact, many of the things that happen within broken relationships, such as adultery, anger, lying, selfishness, violence, arguing, and slander, are defined by the scripture as sin. Forgiveness does not minimize the offense or say it was not that bad. Neither does it let the offender off the hook. Forgiveness also does not say that you must trust that person again. A person who has been violent or committed adultery or other offenses against you, lied to you repeatedly, will need to regain your trust by demonstrating that they are repentant. And if possible, if necessary, they would be working on making restitutions. We sometimes say, forgive and forget. Well, forgiveness is not forgetting the offense. In fact, forgetting may even be counterproductive. You cannot forgive something that you do not remember. The reminder is like a scar. When we see it, we remember that there was once a wound at that spot. There was painful and tender. But now the healing took place. And our wound no longer hurts. Even though every time we see that scar, it reminds us how that wound occurred. Another reason we resist forgiveness is that it is not our nature. If it was natural to us to forgive, God would not have told us to do it. You know, things like eating and drinking come to us naturally. We feel like doing them. But even when we don't feel like forgiving, Jesus commands us to forgive anyway. In Luke 17:3, he says, "So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them." Our pride also causes us to resist forgiveness. In fact, pride can be a major obstacle. Pride results because of our failure or even resistance or refusal to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Instead, we are building our own kingdoms where we get to decide who deserves forgiveness and who does not. Our pride prevents us from seeing ourselves as we really are, the sinners who are in desperate need of repentance and a Savior. For according to Romans 3:23, we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So the Bible warns us, especially those who are pure in their own eyes, to examine themselves more closely and not think of ourselves too highly. We may resist forgiveness because we do not want to appear weak. But by biblical definition, what appears to be a weakness, in fact, is really a strength. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:10, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." In that sense, forgiveness becomes so powerful that it can break the chains of bondage and set the prisoner free. But we discover that the real prisoner is actually us ourselves. Forgiveness offers many benefits. Forgiveness and forgiving is crucial to healthy living. According to scientific research, the act of forgiving allows the body to turn down the manufacture of catabolic chemicals and instructs the subconscious to banish the negative feelings from the mind. You feel better both physically and emotionally. Scott Heller, in studies How We Let Go of Grudges, claims that from a physiological standpoint, forgiving can reduce the severity of heart disease and may even help cancer patients live longer. Forgiving also may reduce anxiety and depression and improve counseling outcomes. In contrast, refusal to forgive may contribute to heart disease, high blood pressure, depression, and even alcoholism and drug abuse. Forgiveness also helps us in our interpersonal relationships. A forgiving spirit may protect us from those who seek revenge against us. If you remember the story of David, when Saul went after him, and David had his chance to get even with Saul, but he refused to do that. Instead, he forgave his enemy, which brought Saul to tears. And Saul, in response to David's act, said, "You are more righteous than I am." And that act of forgiveness on behalf of David caused Saul to retrieve and repent, at least for a while. It also opens the way for us to receive forgiveness when we do to others as we would have them do to us. Forgiveness has less to do with others and has everything to do with the forgiver. It is a gift we can give to ourselves as we stop harboring destructive feelings that only drain our health and our happiness. These are the physiological, emotional health benefits, but the most important benefits are the spiritual benefits. First of all, when we forgive, we show our obedience to God. In Luke 6:37, Jesus says, "Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven." Second, we become more like Christ as we extend forgiveness to those who have offended us. In Luke 23:34, you remember there on the cross, when Jesus looked at his offenders, he prayed a prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they do know not what they're doing." According to 2 Peter 1:4, this is one of the ways that we can participate in the divine nature. It is reflected in the mission of Jesus, Luke 4:18, when he read from the scripture, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set oppressed free." Forgiveness offers us this opportunity, unique opportunity, to partner with God to bring healing not only to us, but also to the lives of our offenders. When we forgive, the scripture says we experience the peace that transcends all understanding, the peace of God. I understand that when you in the heart of the battle, when you're still hurting and dealing with all the offenses that are coming at you daily, it would be extremely difficult, if not even impossible, to forgive. One researcher says that before forgiveness can occur, the offending act must be past. Forgiveness takes time. Healing, both physical and emotional, is always a process. However, recognize the importance of not waiting until you feel like forgiving, because you might never feel like that. Forgiveness is not a feeling, but a decision. When God says in Jeremiah 31:34, "I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more," that doesn't mean that he cannot remember them. He can still remember. But he makes the decision to act as though he does not remember them. Paul says in Ephesians 4:26, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." Does that mean that all your feelings, angry feelings, will be gone by the sundown? No. But you begin dealing with your anger before the sun goes down. Paul encourages us in Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." When Jesus saw the paralyzed person at the pool and learned that that person was in that condition for a long time, he asked him a question. John 5:6, "Do you want to get well?" I want to encourage you to apply that question to yourself on a daily basis, or quite often. Do you want to get well? If you do, consider forgiveness. You do not need to wait until they ask for forgiveness. Once you know the benefits of the forgiveness, why would you wait to reap them, to experience them? Besides, if you have begun the process of dealing with it, you will be prepared when they are ready to ask for forgiveness. And then you will be able to respond in a more reasoned way. Perhaps saying something like, "I'm not quite ready to say that I've forgiven you, but I'm working on it." Until you forgive, you are allowing your offender to control your feelings, your physical and emotional well-being. You practically surrender your future to them. Not forgiving, actress Carrie Fisher said, is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So how do we forgive? The process of forgiveness begins with a decision to let go of the offenses committed against you. Remember, you're not saying that what they did was acceptable. But as difficult as it is, you surrender your right to get even. Begin praying about it, about your decision. And Jesus assures us in Matthew 7:8, for everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Be honest with God. How you hurt. Reveal to Him your true feelings. And ask God to remove anger, hatred, resentment, jealousy, and other bad feelings, negative attitude, and to bring healing into your heart and life. Let Him do for you that you cannot do for yourself. Talk with a counselor, someone who would have spiritual wisdom, and a close friend that would understand, and ask them also to pray for you. The scripture says in Proverbs 15:22, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. We might be tempted to withdraw our forgiveness. Remember in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Let it go and begin as a new creation. Another question that we're dealing with, do we have to tell our offender that we've forgiven them? Louis Schmidtis, Christian writer on forgiveness, says, forgiving is essential. Talking about it is optional. Ask God to show you whether your motives or time is right. If you decide to tell them, Schmidtis recommends to make it short and keep it light. You know that you are forgiven them when you no longer feel the need to control the outcome of the issue. And you're willing to trust God to deal with that. If you have a persistent desire for revenge, that might suggest that you are not ready to forgive. Being able to pray for them, not just about them, is a good sign that you have forgiven them. Sincerely praying for their salvation might indicate that forgiveness is true or right. While contrary to that, unwillingness to forgive can put your salvation in jeopardy. Of course, we're always tempted to think that, you know, we are perfect and it's all their fault. But chances are that you have said something or did something that you don't even realize that were harmful or hurtful to others. Try to understand the other person's pain and ask God to show you the things you need to ask forgiveness for. Develop an attitude of repentance. And if it's necessary and possible, maybe develop even a desire to make restitution. Pray the prayer of David in Psalms 51:10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew steadfast spirit within me. The wounds that we inflict on one another in conflicts, so deep that we really do not deserve any forgiveness. But because of the amazing grace of God, we can be. And just as we can be forgiven, we too can learn how to forgive others. So this morning, do you need to forgive yourself for something? Is anybody in your life that you need to forgive? How healthy would you like to be? Forgiveness is a choice. It's a gift that you can give to yourself. So today, why don't you begin the journey to healing that only God can bring in your life? We have a few minutes. And I would like to give you an opportunity to respond to this thought. Perhaps you have someone that you need to forgive. Perhaps you are in issue or in conflict that you wish someone would ask your forgiveness. Someone who offended you. Or maybe some issues that we are dealing with God. And there's something that is between us and God, or between us and one another. Something that you wanted to get rid of for such a long time. I want to give you the opportunity to begin your journey to healing. I know these issues cannot be resolved in one moment. It cannot be resolved in one decision. But we can decide today, this morning, to start that process. And I invite you to come forward. In that way, to express your desire to begin the process of healing in your life. And ask God to give you strength, desire, and ability to forgive others. As we'll sing the closing hymn, make your way forward for a special prayer. We thank you for forgiving us. And we thank you for encouraging us to forgive others who offended us. Lord, you see the hearts of these people who had the courage to acknowledge their condition and their desire to forgive and be forgiven. We have so many issues that we're dealing with. Cleanse our hearts and minds. With your Holy Spirit, guide us and lead us as we make our decision this morning to begin the process, the journey to healing and reconciliation. And even if sometimes the reconciliation might never come, we thank you for the ability and encouragement to grant forgiveness on our part and be participants in your ministry, the healing that you would like to bring into our hearts and minds and through us to those that offended us. May your love, your power, your spirit give us strength to accomplish what we have in our mind, to get well, to be healed, both spiritually, physically, and also emotionally. Be also with our offenders, those who sinned against us. Touch their hearts and help them to feel your forgiveness and your call to seek the healing. We thank you for your presence among us.
this morning and in our lives. Guide us and lead us through the journey of our lives, in our everyday issues, and also in our spiritual development. In your precious name we pray this. Amen.